Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 340. The specific topic we are going to consider today is cervical muscles and cervical sphincter. Only in GNM we give separate consideration for the cervix mucosa and cervical muscles and cervical sphincters. I believe that every one of my listeners know that the cervix uteri or the neck of the uterus is the lower portion of the uterus that leads into the cervical canal and the orifice of which opens into the top end of the vagina, allowing sperm to move up and menstrual fluid to move downwards. We have already learned the cervix mucosa consisting of squamous epithelium and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. Today we are going to study about the cylinder-shaped muscular structure called the cervical muscles, its sphincter muscle called the cervical sphincter together surrounding the cervix. During the labor, the cervical muscles contract and the cervical sphincter opens to aid the delivery of the child. In the same manner, during the female orgasm, the cervical sphincter relaxes, allowing the easy penetration of the penis into the cervix, and cervical muscles contract to hold the penis tight. The cervical muscles and the cervical sphincter are composed of striated muscles derived from the new mesoderm and are controlled from the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. You know already that the trophic function responsible for the nutrition of the tissue is controlled from the cerebral medulla, and the contraction function of the muscular tissue is controlled from the motor cortex part of the cerebral cortex. Here also, the crossover correlation from the brain to the organ is applicable. That means this right half of the cervical muscles and the cervical sphincter are controlled from the left half of the cerebrum, and the left halves are controlled from the right cerebral hemisphere. Please bring to your mind what you have already learned, that the cervical muscles and the cervical sphincter, vaginal muscles, bladder muscles and the external bladder sphincter, and the rectum muscles and the external rectal sphincter share the same brain relay. This will be a very useful information for you. Now comes the very important information about the SBS of the cervical muscles and the cervical sphincter, that is, its biological conflict. Not being able to sufficiently hold the fetus or not being able to sufficiently hold the penis tight enough during intercourse is the biological conflict. The first situation can occur during a difficult pregnancy, fear of abortions and miscarriage, etc. Remember here, the biological conflict linked to the uterus muscles is not being able to hold the fetus or not getting pregnant. The second situation can be compared to the biological conflict of the vaginal muscles, and it is not being able to hold the penis or not being able to prevent vaginal penetration. The biological conflict of the cervical muscles and the cervical sphincter is in a way a self-devaluation conflict. As in the case of other organs we studied under the present category, during the conflict active phase, there is cell loss or necrosis of the cervical muscles tissue because it is controlled from the cerebral medulla, and in proportion to the degree of the conflict activity, there is paralysis or weakness of the cervical muscles because it is controlled from the motor cortex. At the same time, without any necrosis, the cervical sphincter opens during the conflict active phase. At this instance, please remember that like any other striated muscle, the cervical muscles and the cervical sphincter also respond to the related conflict with functional loss. Also understand that cervix does not have an internal sphincter as in the case of bladder and the rectum. Cervical sphincter is consisting of striated muscles, while the smooth muscles make the internal sphincters of the bladder and the rectum. Therefore, the cervical sphincter must be considered as an external sphincter. External sphincters have an inverse innervation, That means they close through contraction during the vagotonia or healing phase and open relaxation during the sympathicotonia or conflict active phase and the epileptoid crisis. Therefore, a premature birth or a miscarriage is induced by the opening of the cervical sphincter caused by the sudden distress suffered by either the pregnant woman or by the unborn child. During the healing phase, the reconstruction of the cervical muscles and the closing of the cervical sphincter take place. There can have cervical spasms during the epileptoid crisis. All organs including the cervical muscles that derive from the new mesoderm called the surplus group show the biological purpose and the end of the healing phase. That means after the completion of the healing, the cervical muscle will become stronger than before, allowing being better prepared for a fresh conflict of the same kind. I will conclude today's health tips by discussing the GNM understanding of the female orgasm. Please see the events during the female orgasm. Cervical sphincter opens while the cervical muscle contracts. This is like the rhythmic muscular contraction in the case of all epileptoid crises of the skeletal muscles. Semen ejaculated by the male is drawn into the uterus by the sucking movement of the cervix. The cervical orgasm is initiated in the female conflict area in the left side of the cerebral cortex, to be precise, from the brain relay that controls the cervix mucosa. At the height of the orgasm, the entire left temporal lobe becomes involved, including the larynx with the symptoms of gasping and the rectum. The penile orgasm and the clitoral orgasm are almost identical, meaning they are controlled from the right side of the post-sensory cortex. If considering the rectum orgasm, it is controlled from the left side of the cerebral cortex. I know that understanding today's topic will be difficult for you. This was my experience also in the learning process. Please do not lose heart. Please repeat it until it becomes thorough for you. You can use the diagrams available in the GNM websites. Please understand, no gynecologist or obstetrician who is unaware of GNM knows the truths which Dr. Hammer gave to the world. Thank you, Dr. Hammer. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.